air adventures of Biggles.
After rescuing Ginger and Michu, Biggles orders the rest hut barricaded for the night in case the Latonga natives should attack. But the night passes without incident, and the flyers are waiting for the planes when Pat and Algy bring them in from Kampala. Ginger is delighted to find that Algy has developed the film from the murdered man's camera. The others cluster around him as he flicks through the photograph to see what they show of the crime. Three or four seem to implicate the Latonga natives, but when he sees the fifth, Ginger draws a sharp breath.
This is it. There's Simmons' murderer for you.
Is it, by Joe? Hey, don't crowd, Algy. I want to have a peek at the blighter.
And I want to know what it's all about. I didn't know Simmons was murdered.
The ranger that we met here a week ago?
Yes, Ginger and Michu discovered that he'd been killed.
And by a white man in this photograph. If he didn't do it, I'll eat my hat.
You can have a bite of Harriet, old bean, more digestible.
He certainly looks the part of a murderer. Big and bearded, with those crossed bandoliers on his chest. Looks like a modern-day pirate.
That mightn't be far out. See what he's doing?
He seems to be bargaining for some elephant tusks with a group of natives.
Those are the local natives that we saw in the other pictures.
This explains why the headman was so anxious to put you and Michu out of the way, Ginge.
Why?
These natives are poachers. They've been illegally killing wild animals and selling the ivory to that big white man. This picture and the next two are all photographs of the deal.
This begins to make sense. Simmons must have heard about the poaching and followed the blokes from the village. He saw them killing the animals and took a couple of snaps for evidence. The first few here. And then he followed them right through to the trading point.
That's it. There he took the really important pictures of this white man. I should say a few minutes before he died.
Aren't you all barging ahead a bit? There's nothing in these photographs to suggest that bloke killed anyone.
Michu's investigations proved that Simmons moved forward from the bushes where he took these photos and was shot while he was talking to another white man.
This chap?
I don't think there can be any doubt who it was. Notice in the photographs that there's only one man carrying a rifle?
The white man?
Yes. All the natives are carrying spears. It must have been the white man who fired the shot.
But why should Simmons show himself if he was spying on them?
That's something we may never know. He may have been seen, but as his camera was hanging on a shrub, I'd say he deliberately stepped forward to arrest these chaps. Unfortunately, the result went the other way.
Oh, well, then that's settled, then. This is the murderer, but, who is he?
Do you know him, Michu?
Not know him, Buena, but hear about them plenty times.
Oh?
For long time, native in these parts talk of big white man with beard. He come down from Ethiopia to buy ivory. Ooh, he bad man.
That proves he isn't very savory. Traders aren't all allowed to hop the Ethiopian border like that.
Sounds like a watertight case for the local police. If they can find him, they'll get him on a number of charges.
Yes, but by the time we fly back to Kampala and the police start moving, our murderer will have made himself very scarce. It'll take days for the police to reach the border country on foot.
We could do it in a few hours.
But how are we going to find him? We've proved how hard it is trying to track down Seta Zulu.
Oh, it won't be as hard as that. Michu has a fair idea which way he went and where he came from. If we take the two planes and follow each trail, we'll have a good chance of finding him.
I agree. Algy, you and Bertie can go in the Proctor, with Ginger as your guide. And Michu can guide Pat and me in the Motte.
Roger. Which trail do you want us to follow?
We'll go to the scene of the crime and work it out from there. Is that far from here, Michu?
No, Buana. Few minutes in aeroplane. We get that very quick. There, Buana. We bury Buana Simmons under stones. And open country a mile away, that's where we'll land plane.
We shan't bother landing now. I'll take your word for what we'd find down there. Now, where do you say the white man, the murderer, came from?
That way.
From the east. Yes, that's the way he'd come down from Ethiopia. And where did his tracks lead to?
Other way. Where we come from, Latonga.
Southwest. Right. Pat, call up Algy and see if he's clear on these directions. If he is, tell him to take the southwestern course and try to find the murderer. We'll go in the other direction and see where he came from.
Roger. This is Pat calling Algy. Pat calling Algy. Are you receiving? Over.
There's Lake Rudolph ahead. That's right on the junction of the Sudan, Kenya, Uganda, and Ethiopia.
The trail still leads us to Ethiopia. Michu must have been right about this man.
I think so. The trouble is, we are flying more or less blind now. His trail may come from an easterly direction. But somewhere here, he probably swung round from the north.
Biggles, across there to the left. There's a chain of water holes. And they seem to be linked by a road. He might have come down there.
It'd scarcely be a road way up here. And again, it's much too wide for a game track. What do you think it is, Michu?
Cattle track, Buana. Many cattle come this way.
Cattle? We always seem to come back to them, don't we?
But even so, the trader probably used it. It'd be much easier going than through the forest.
You may be right, Pat. At any rate, it's the only track apparent in this area, so we'll follow it. We're near the northern end of the lake now. If we keep going at this rate, we'll soon be in Ethiopia. And that'll bring us into trouble.
Biggles, there's a column of smoke coming up. From that patch of...
of tents. That's a camp, Pat. A big camp. Now we're getting somewhere.
There are plenty of men there, Biggles. But I don't see any white man.
No. You can't miss one white face amongst a lot of natives looking up the sky. What men are those, Michu? They're not dressed like your tribesmen.
They Ethiopian men. They bad men to come down here cross border.
Then this is our white man's camp. Apparently he hasn't come back yet.
Biggles, I wonder if it's also the black elephant's camp.
What gives you that idea, Pat?
Well, we believe that he drove great herds of cattle up here, to the north somewhere. They might have made that track we saw.
Yes, but we also believe that he keeps the cattle at his hideout. There are certainly no cattle down there. However, the camp may have some connection with Zeta Zulu, so we'll keep the idea in mind.
Are you going to put down?
No fear. We'll scud on for a few miles so the blokes below won't become suspicious. Then we'll head back south. We'll rendezvous with Algy and see what luck he's had.
Drop some height, Algy. There's something down there in the jungle.
Where?
Ahead of us, slightly to port. I saw some movement beside the river.
Yes, by jingo, I can see it now. There's a small camp down there. I can see sausages moving about.
Think we're low enough to make out their faces?
Well, if one of them is white, it'll do me. Keep it at that.
I can see five men down there.
And one of them is white. We found the murderer.
Now, don't go off the deep end about it, old bean. We aren't going to execute the blighter yet, you know.
We found him. That's the point. Look, I've marked his position on the map, so we can grab him whenever we want to.
The grabbing isn't going to be so easy. However, all Biggles wanted us to do was to find him. So we'd better let him know we've clicked. Call him on the radio, Ginge. Ask him what he wants us to do now.
Righto. This is Ginger calling Biggles. Ginger calling Biggles. Are you receiving? Over. Why the blazes did he tell us to come back to Latonga? This place is beginning to give me the willies.
It was the obvious spot for a rendezvous. We were only about 20 miles away, and Biggles will have the Mozzie in before long. We'd have wasted an awful lot of time if we'd gone on to Kampala.
Yes, I know, but I haven't enjoyed the few days I've spent here.
I say, something's going on down there. Those blighters by the strip aren't the natives from the kraal, are they?
They seem to be in uniform. But they're natives, all right.
They're askaris, soldiers of the Queen's African Rifles.
But why the blazes should askaris be here at the Tonga?
Search me. Better ask them. Here we go.
You know, there's definitely something odd going on here. Those askari blighters are buzzing about like bees in a bottle.
They might have been sent up to rep the local natives over the knuckles. The swine certainly deserve it.
Well, come along. Let's find out what it's all about.
Holy mackerel. What's this?
Looks like the Bally Egg and Spoon race.
It's the askaris chasing one of the local boys, isn't it?
It's the headman. He's trying to escape.
Well, this is no way to escape. This is the Bally airstrip. I'd watch it, Ginge. He seems to have his eye on you.
Look out, Ginge. He's going to throw his spear. He's out to kill you.
Ginge instinctively ducks as the native draws back his murderous spear for the throw. Has Algy shouted in time? What is happening at Latonga? Listen again for the thrills and suspense in the next gripping chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.